It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme of the Farm Futures Business Summit, the 2019 edition, coming up January 24th and 25th. Where you'll learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities. It'll be in Iowa City, Iowa. They'll have several panels of successful and innovative farmers there, too, as a part of the program. You can look over the program and register at the website farmfuturessummit.com. They're calling this a high-powered two-day conference. Packed with inspiration and ideas, and judging from those I've attended in the past, this one should be no exception. The Farm Futures Summit speaker agenda includes economists, farm business specialists, and yes, those farmers, too. January 24th and 25th, Iowa City, Iowa. You can register at farmfuturessummit.com. First, a trivia question this morning. Now that the books have been closed on last year, if someone were to ask you, what country in the world produced the most oil in 2018? Do you know? Would you say maybe one of the Middle East nations? Well, Saudi Arabia's oil output did go up substantially last year. Russia, too, produced more oil last year as one of the top producers globally. But no nation produced as much oil as the United States did in 2018, as the shale oil output just kept climbing. Texas is still the top oil-producing state, but also in the top 15, right here in the heartland, North Dakota, Kansas, Ohio, and Illinois. 2018 was the deadliest year for aviation in 4 years. This is according to statistics released by the Aviation Safety Network. 562 people were killed in 19 plane accidents last year, a sharp rise from the year before when 59 people had died, according to the Aviation Safety Network. From This Week in Agribusiness, the agriculture futures market resumes trading today following the holiday. Monday, what traders called technical maneuvering, pushed corn, soybean, and wheat prices down a little bit for the last day of 2018. As we start this new year, that soybean price, battered by much of last year but the trade war with our biggest foreign soybean customer, is down 6% from a year ago. Corn is 7% higher than on January 1st of 2018, and wheat did the best with the price up 18% from the level at the start of 2018. The news came from Carmel, Indiana last night that Tyler Trent has died. Tyler was the Purdue University student who sparked hope amid tears from a nation following his journey with terminal cancer. In remarks that Tyler wrote from the Indianapolis Star last month, he said this: "Nobody knows the amount of days we have left. Some could say we are all in hospice to a certain degree. So why don't we act like it? Where is your gratitude? What are you thankful for? Why can't we make every day count like it's the last?" That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.